Now, I'm just going to record this because it's just far too interesting to miss. Just to get set the scene, your nursery is called Cranesbill Nursery.
Yes, I've given Rocky the catalogue. Yeah.
And so, and whereabouts are you based?
Based on the southern slopes of Breedon Hill, which is just inside Worcestershire, about 10 miles north of Cheltenham.
And just one of those really strange conversations, because you specialise in hardy geraniums.
I only do hardy geraniums, and I have about 200 varieties. Except today, I've been doing my annual trip round nurseries all over the country, and I've got in the car now about 50 varieties I hadn't had before. So I'm always trying to expand the range. Yes.
Well, it's one of those really strange conversations, because we're standing here in my garden, but when I phoned you, I was going to try and come over to you and was trying to work out when to come.
Yeah.
And then you just said, well, I have a sister that lives in Northamptonshire.
Yeah, in Brixworth. Yeah,
and then you're the next village on, so you're here, and you've bought my geraniums to me.
I have, yes.
You're so nice. Thank you, that's really lovely. So what have you bought me today?
I bought you Fium album, four of those.
Oh, look.
That's the flower, and it grows about 2 foot high.
That's just so exquisite, because it's white, but there's almost...
there's green
almost
markings in it,
It's almost like a lime star in it, with these little tiny pink stamens.
Yeah, beautiful. And it's quite long flowering too. You can plant that one in shade. It'll grow under a tree, that will, if you want to position it
there.
And
it's white, so it's under white. A tree, so when it's shady, you're getting something light underneath it.
Brings it to light.
So what's that one called,
Dave? That's Fium album. Fium is Phaeum.
And what's the background on that one?
Well, that's a subspecies of hardy geranium. A lot of them are either maroon or pink, but as you've seen, this one's white. So there's probably, a couple of dozen varieties that I keep of Fiums. A blue one. I've got one called Langthorne's Blue as well.
So when are they all out in flower, John?
That will be in flower... That'll be in flower probably in about 2 weeks from now.
Right.
So it's quite an early flowerer, the Fium. All the Fiums flower quite early.
That's good for the bees, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They love bees, yeah. And quite a lot of the Fiums have lovely marked foliage. I was just telling Rocky, your gardener, there's one called Springtime, which has a combination of cream, red and green foliage. And I've got a huge bed of it underneath the lime tree at home, and it looks absolutely spectacular at the moment. And there isn't a flower on it yet, but the foliage is just superb.
I think that's really nice, the fact that hardy geraniums have got such good foliage. That's part of the appeal for them, because they can flower twice, can't they? You can cut them back down after they finish flowering, and they'll come back again.
Yeah, I'll email you a photograph of the bed of Springtime.
Oh, I'll look forward to that.
Okay. So that's Fium album. Cashmere White is...
Now, I know Cashmere White because a friend of mine had Cashmere White, and it was a really, really good, reliable...
Yeah.
And it spread quite well, actually. It formed really good-sized clumps quite quickly.
So that's Cashmere White. So you've got white, but you've got these pink little veins on it.
That's exquisite. It looks like a firework of pink.
It just explodes. Yes, it's lovely. And that's, again, you get colour variation through the season, but it probably opens like that and fades a bit more to...
I can see
that,
it's faded into sort of almost a maroon colour.
And that's the foliage, so you get that sort of finely cut foliage.
That foliage is very fine. It almost looks like one of the more... What's the word? You know the ones that are like the cinnamon ones and the scented geranium. It's almost like scented geranium leaf, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's all I've got of that one. I haven't got a photograph on here of the of the third one, which is
the third one that's come over.
The third one is Laura, and that's a Pratense, so that will grow again about 2 foot high. And Laura has double white flowers. That's really quite spectacular.
I was looking forward to that one because the double really is very showy, isn't it? So I want that right near the front of the border.
Yeah. I think there's a picture of it in the catalogue, so you can probably have a look there.
I'll go and have a look. That's fun. Now, in terms of what they like, hardy geraniums, what's their habitat?
Soil conditions... they'll take any sort of soil. They're not fussy as to soil. And it depends which ones you've gone for. So, for instance... Cinereums, which are quite small, are actually alpine flowers, so they need well-drained soil and would grow in raised beds, for instance. The maculatums, which come from the United States, are originally woodland plants, so they take shade. Fiums, as I've said, also take shade. There are a few. The nodosums have a very glossy, almost anemone-like leaf, and they actually need shade. Okay, because they will grow in dry shade under a tree.
So I've got dry shade over there.
Yeah, so you could put nodosums under there.
And is there a white nodosum? Because I mean, obviously, you know what I'm like with white. I like my white flowers.
There's a nodosum called Silverwood. Which I may have a picture of, I'm not sure.
I think I'm going to have to get some of those for under there. Yeah. I want something to out-compete because I'm having a bit of an organic... Well, we're now an organic garden.
Right.
And I'm looking particularly for something that might out-compete. I've got that dreadful ground elder.
Well, yes, it's awful. This is a very robust one because it's a species and it's called Richardsonii. Except my iPad doesn't want to. Go on, there you do it. There you go, well done. Yeah.
So it likes a feminine touch, your iPad.
It does, yes, yeah. So it's...
That's very delicate, isn't it?
Go on, you do it.
Hang on.
There's six photos there. Doesn't want to do it for me today.
No, I think maybe it's being outside. It's decided locked. That it's a
it's
bit...
Locked.
That doesn't help, does it?
There you go. So that has small... Oh, yes, there you go.
It's very delicate.
Yeah, there's almost too much light to see it.
No, I can see. It's beautiful. Oh, look, it's really...
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Actually, I'll tell you one that you will find spectacular. It's called Lace Time.
Lace Time. Now, that sounds white. Is it white?
Well, it's a very pale pink, but the markings on the flowers are really quite spectacular because you get a sort of cobweb of markings. There you go. Look at that.
Blimmin' Henry.
Isn't that lovely?
That's a hardy geranium.
Yes, of course it is, yes, yeah.
And that is like almost like a fisherman's net that has been thrown over it. And
I've got a bed of 100 of those under an ash tree.
You must have quite a sizeable garden.
About 2 acres, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes, yeah. And it's full of cranesbills. That's the common name for hardy geraniums.
I'm going to have to...
Hence the name of the nursery, Cranesbill Nursery.
Cranesbill Nursery. I'm going to have to come over and see you now. Even though you've come over here, I'm going to have to come over and have a look. So is it about the right... When's the best time of year to come and see you? To see them in full flower, in their full glory?
Middle of June.
Right, as a date.
Right. I forgot what I was looking for.
John, if we want to come and visit you on the website, what's the website?
The website is cranesbillnursery.com.
Yeah.
And the email is john@cranesbillnursery.com. So it's all quite simple. It's there, it's on the... It's on the catalogue that I've given to
you. And how far is it to drive? I mean, you've just driven here. How long does it take to get from Northamptonshire to you?
I've been almost to the east coast of Cromer today. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning. So from here, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours probably.
That's doable.
Yeah.
Very doable. So. Thank you so much for bringing them up here. I can't believe it. I've just got one more question.
Yeah.
Propagating them.
Okay.
What now, do you do to propagate? Are they just ones that you just split?
Generally... don't come from cuttings, and the botanical reason for that is that what you think is a stem is actually botanically part of the flower. The stem is actually the sort of the knotty bit that sits almost underground. So the way you actually propagate nearly all of them is by division.
And when's the best time to do that? If one's got a bit too big in the garden and you want to split it and give it to your neighbour or what have you, what do you do?
Well, gardeners never agree. There's two schools of thought. One says autumn and one says spring. And in truth, you can do it any time, okay? If you divide them up, you need to make sure they don't dry out, okay?
So straight back in the soil or into some water?
Well, I would plant them straight away, but make sure if you get warm, dry weather, they're watered. And if you're, which is why actually a lot of people say about September time is a good time, you know, because you're starting to get a bit of dampness, but you've still got warmth in the soil. And of course, what they do at that time of year is they'll put roots down, okay, but they'll come earlier, they'll flower earlier the next year because you've split them in the autumn.
Yeah.
Whereas if you split them in April time, you can still do that, but they'll make them a bit later.
Do hardy geraniums have any pests? Is there anything that really likes to munch on them or ruin them?
They're really good. There is only one thing that they're susceptible to, and that is vine weevil. And that's a little bug that actually eats the roots.
But in a natural habitat, there'll be natural predators for vine weevil.
It's a problem mostly when they're in pots, and you generally don't suffer from it when they're planted in the open border.
That's fantastic.
They're very, very accommodating plants. They're very robust, actually.
So, just final thing. What do you think to them being in my garden here? I mean, we're in the front garden at the moment, but what's your...
They will look spectacular in here.
Yeah?
They will. I can see you put a lot of work in already. I've planted 500 Buxus sempervivums to make box hedges around my rose border, and I've put 500 young yew plants in as well, and I see you've cut yours back and planted new... new hedges there.
So it's a 100-year-old hedge, so we decided we were going to try and rescue it. So it's good.
Well, people say, how old is my house? And I say, well, the extension was built in 1780.
Right, well, I'm definitely visiting. John, thank you very, very much for giving that information. Thank you for bringing them. I really appreciate it.
There you go.